Today's Stu Peters Show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. The premier title sponsor here at the Stu Peters Show is Cortez Wealth Management. You can find them online from anywhere in the world, globally, internationally, at CortezWM.com 24 hours a day. If you want to call the independent fiduciary, the God-loving America First Patriot fiduciary, an independent fiduciary, it's important for a lot of reasons. You can call him at 813-448-3446. Again, he's online at CortezWM.com. I trust sending you to Carlos Cortez for all of the reasons that I previously stated. He's a family man. He cares about our republic. He puts God first in his life, and he will in over your finances as well. If you're not doing business with somebody like Carlos Cortez, you're doing business with a communist, whether you like it and whether they even know it. The reason being, Wall Street manipulates these people. They dictate what programs are available, say, for your retirement. Cryptocurrency buying, the platforms, the price and the cost of goods, precious metals, these types of things dictate the programs that these household names in banking and finance can sell to you. They're getting paid a salary, whether they sell you something that's beneficial for you or not. So at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. Wall Street dictates what they do. Well, who dictates what Wall Street does? Well, the Biden regime does. Who owns the Biden regime? The Communist Chinese Party. So in essence, if you're not doing business with Carlos Cortez, you're directly in bed with the CCP. Don't do that. That's bad advice. Go to CortezWM.com right now and check him out, or give him a call in the office anytime. 813-448-3446. An amazing show today, and it starts right now. It's so easy for us to focus on the frustrations that we have when we're awake, because we're these red pill people. It's just really easy for us to focus our attention on all of the problematic issues, isn't it? Knowing the truth and seeing absolutely nothing done about it. Seeing reality and living in a fact-driven space in our heads, knowing that the media is really controlled by the state. I'm not overstating that for hyperbole. Understanding that every single thing that you see on these major broadcast network news outlets is actually fake. A narrative designed by a communist regime. Paid for by the globalists that hate America. Actually seeing with your eyes, actually hearing with your ears, digesting indisputable evidence of something, anything, and then watching cable news broadcasters completely lie about it. They can spin any occurrence, factual video evidence, into some delusional, fictional, Hollywood-esque screenplay right before our eyes. Being 100% aware, for example, to the facts surrounding the November 3rd presidential election, or knowing your actual chance of survival if you should be exposed to and contract COVID-19. Watching as these Silicon Valley, big tech executives, social media companies, these oligarchs silence, delete, cancel, or ban somebody's opinion. Actually being able to censor their thoughts, take away their right to speak freely. Or even labeling something that's actually factual as false. And they're getting away with it. It's mind-boggling to think that we actually have to stand a lot of people in front of a mirror physically and convince themselves that they're not crazy for recognizing, for example, that almost a million cops in our country go out every day to fulfill a calling for service that they had and to protect us regardless of the color of our skin or who we voted for last November. To them, your politics don't matter. They have no idea. They don't make decisions based on whether or not to provide police service because of your religion or how you identify sexually. They just do their jobs, and we know that. We don't accept anything else as reality because we know that. These race-baiting politicians, these for-profit corporations and political movements, these terrorist organizations like Black Lives Matter, these greedy opportunists like Ibram Kendi, and I'm just mentioning the ones that come to the top of my mind because there are many of them. We know that they're using the most horrific, career-ending, life-changing tragedies to enrich themselves, to further a platform of poisonous corruption. And because they can't see past their own bank accounts, they know not what they do. They can't see it. They don't care. There's so much positive that could be accomplished by someone that has made themselves known like that. Someone that has gained a position of influence, like Ibram Kendi, but they won't do it. And I feel the most sorry for the people who can't see this. Because it's just so obviously clear. It's so plainly broadcasted by their actions. Black lives don't matter to Black Lives Matter. Black lives don't matter to Ibram Kendi. They're liars, all of them. Black lives don't matter to Joe Biden. He's a racist. He has been caught on tape numerous times talking ill about African Americans, about black people. Kamala Harris, the most radical senator our government has ever known, now the vice president, isn't even African American. And she flat out lied to the world about that for political gain. These people are being used. Black people are being used. They are slaves to the agenda. In Georgia, Raphael Warnock, perfect example. That guy, I'll say it, he is a slave owner. Raphael Warnock is a slave owner. I'll say it. And you can argue with me based on your feelings. Oh, I can't believe he just said that. That's really shocking. But you won't win the battle of facts. And that phony racist, Raphael Warnock, he's welcome to join me here on this platform, on this program, any day of the week to debate what I said. But he won't. He won't because he knows that I'm absolutely right. And if he were to come here to this program, he knows that he would be torn to shreds because he knows that he's a slave owner. He has used the color of someone's skin, not anything else about their character, their past, their current situation, their future, just the color of their skin to influence their behavior. He has put them to work, essentially, based on the color of their skin. He has reduced the value of these individual human beings by stripping them of ever being anything great, because in the eyes of Raphael Warnock, not a single black child can ever be anything or identify as anything other than black. The man cannot, absolutely cannot, deliver a speech on any topic without reminding black people that they aren't anything but black. Their friendships will be limited. Career opportunities, post-secondary education, accomplishments, the life challenges that they choose to accept or not accept, the battles that they choose will all be diminished because their self-worth has been so blown away by people like Raphael Warnock, and the words that he and these other liars try to speak into their lives have destroyed the confidence that they are allowed to have because they have been able to convince them that they're trash because they're black. You won't ever hear him talk about the great black men and women or influence that made a determination to accomplish something and achieved it, that they did it. And there are so many examples, endless. But he won't do that because it doesn't feed his hunger for power. It doesn't satisfy his thirst for money. And it doesn't further the political agenda of division that's required for weak men to reign. Because weak people will continue to cast votes for the slave owners that continuously beat them down. Stockholm Syndrome is a real thing. And people like Raphael Warnock prove that every single day. If Raphael Warnock really believed that Black Lives Mattered, he would be encouraging greatness. He would be begging for the black community to stop handling issues with violence. He would be encouraging them to put the guns down and work hard to accomplish the unthinkable. But apparently, Raphael Warnock is the only black man in Georgia, or in the country for that matter, that's allowed to seek something better for his life. Because without those votes, he's nothing but a black man, right? Now, I'm not trying to single out Warnock. Maybe I'm being too mean. And I'm probably just focused on him because of a commencement speech. I saw it at redvoicemedia.com where he compared COVID to slavery during a medical school graduation. I mean, seriously, do we have that? Do we have that? We have that video? Watch this.
May this be the class that's going to set new standards for how we deliver care and reach people who have been traditionally marginalized and forgotten about in our healthcare system, making sure everyone has access to great healthcare no matter what they look like, where they live, or how much money they have. May this be the class that is going to keep fighting to reverse and dismantle the disparities in our healthcare system born out of deeply rooted systemic racism. Go forth. Don't just teach us how to make our way out of COVID-19. Teach us how to make our way out of COVID-16-19.
Warnock is just one of these hateful racists, but they're everywhere. In the city of Minneapolis, for example, Mayor Jacob Frey has talked down to black people since he was planted here by the globalists, the DNC. Have you heard of a single Democrat talk about any issue without interjecting race? Have you recently heard any Democrat give any speech, talk about any policy, or debate about any issue without talking about race? If you can bring it to me, I will take a seat. I will sit down and I will shut up. If black lives mattered to Black Lives Matter, why aren't they in Minneapolis protesting right now? Why hasn't the media told you about the reason that black people should be rising up and protesting, calling for the funding of their police department and demanding more cops right now? These racists, these people like Jacob Frey, Raphael Warnock, they have their slaves out here actually rioting for a cause that hurts them, protesting for agenda items to their own detriment. Imagine that. Imagine having that kind of power and influence that you could actually convince someone that they are so worthless that they are not worthy of or don't deserve the protection of the police. So instead, they should burn entire cities to the ground to support that narrative until the cops are defunded, abolished, and completely go away, rendering them completely unprotected and helpless. From evil, from criminals, from violent people. And then who pays? Who pays for these racist agendas, the agendas of Jacob Frey and Raphael Warnock? Well, it's quite simple. Lori Lightfoot and Kim Fox, black people do. Am I a conspiracy theorist? Am I lying? That's fine. You can say that. Go ahead. Call me a racist. Call me a liar. But I bet you'll get into an argument about it. I bet the mother of an 8-year-old girl that was shot on the north side of Minneapolis just the other day, she would tell you that I'm right. I bet she wants to know where the cops were. I bet she's asking why these politicians want the cops to go away and leave her little baby unprotected right in her front yard. Her 8-year-old daughter was enjoying her childhood, jumping on a trampoline in her damn front yard. And she was shot in the head. Let me share something with you, and maybe you can digest this. Maybe the so-called media should take notes here. Listen to this. Try to understand the harm that they're causing by continuing to run with this fake false narrative, this damaging lie that they're paid to run with. How about this email? This email sent from the supervisor in an emergency department at a Minneapolis hospital to the Minneapolis Police Department. And while I will protect the anonymity of the person that wrote this, I will not let it go unheard. This is what's happening almost daily. Hello, please get this email to whomever needs to hear it. Those that were involved in the care of the 8-year-old that was shot on Saturday night, and those that they report to. I've thought about this email all night, knowing that I needed to send it. But I wanted to convey the emotion behind it, and it's tough. I was the leader on call for the emergency department on Saturday night. I need you to hear all the things that I heard in the last 12 hours. Please know I have spent countless hours with various people on our team just so they can talk through and process what happened. But the resounding theme that I heard was, those officers saved her life. Let me say that again. It was those officers that saved her life. It was because they responded. They did it without a thought of their own safety. They did it out of love and compassion for the job that they do. And they did it because it was the right thing to do. Our emergency department team was a wreck afterwards. But they did not have to go back out on the streets that does not welcome them. They wept over that child. But did your officers get that opportunity? That is a huge weight for them to carry. And sooner or later, the weight gets too heavy. The emergency department team was highly affected by what happened, but I will tell you, every person that I spoke with talked about the officers. The kindness and concern they displayed was unmatched. Then the team questioned why there was no one out protesting. There was no one out protesting what happened to this child. I'm sure the officers think the same thing. This was a tragedy at its worst. I have never written an email like this before, but I want you to know that you are supported. We don't always get the time nor the opportunity to show it or say it, but our team was grieving as much for themselves as they were for the child and the officers last night. So I will say it. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you do in a climate of unappreciation, dissent, and hostility. We know that your jobs are not easy, but keep doing the great job that you do. Please let those officers know we saw them, we appreciate them, and we are so glad they were in the right place at the right time. It saved that 8-year-old's life. This is happening almost daily. Way too often, and guess what? Black Lives Matter is nowhere to be seen. Where's the so-called mayor, Jacob Frey? And this is happening in Georgia almost every day, and in every democratically controlled city across America. Again, you can argue with me based on your feelings, but you won't win in a battle of facts. It is. Those are the facts. But where is Raphael Warnock? Nowhere to be seen. Nowhere. Where's the media? Silent. No protests, No visits, no letters, no thanks, no mention of honor for these cops, because it doesn't fit the narrative. And that is what is so difficult for me to digest. And if I am having a problem, if I am having issues with digesting this, then how are these cops handling it? In addition to this 8-year-old, a 6-year-old was just shot in the head a day ago on the north side of Minneapolis. Not a peep. Nobody said a damn thing. I bet that child's mom is asking who wants to defund these police. And why did I have to dig for that information? Why do I have to call the police precinct to ask about kids being shot instead of these so-called news outlets telling me about it? Why isn't one single broadcaster reported on these tragedies? And why isn't there a crowd of thousands of black people from that neighborhood protesting in front of that mayor's office, asking for more cops, demanding justice for those children, the hunt for those shooters, or vowing not to go away until those actions are taken? Just over a week ago, an infant, DOA, dead on arrival, middle watch on the north side of Minneapolis, daytime, not a word, radio silence, no reporting, no riots, no protesting, a dead baby. Black kids being shot is just something that we're supposed to accept, is that right? Other than a family member, other than the cops that respond to these calls, nobody gives a damn. The police are not the problem. I hope that our good friends over at Step On Socks will come up with a Raphael Warnock or Ibram Kendi edition. We could step on these guys. These race baiters, they're terrorists. That's what they are. They want to terrorize this country by dividing us so greatly that Americans, just based on the color of our skin, are fighting each other in the streets. We have seen horrific video, redvoicemedia.com, Red Voice Media on Twitter. They posted a video yesterday of a woman just getting savagely beaten because of the color of her skin. This is the race division that people like Raphael Warnock want. But anyway, I digress. I hope that our good friends over at Step On Socks will have a Warnock Race Baiter edition. But the Legacy, the classic edition, available right now. 3 pairs for $17.76. These are beautiful socks, folks. All the people that you love to hate, all of these evil snakes, you can step on them all day long. When I come into the studio, I put my feet up on the desk and proudly display the snakes that I am stepping on. Obama, the Clinton crime family. You know, Obama in his third term right now, definitely. Biden is on there. Pelosi is on there. Bill Gates, I think wifey found out that he's a pedophile. His name on the bottom of the Anthony Fauci. He wants to lock you down forever, completely disregarding the science and ineffectiveness of these masks, the division, the lockdowns, the hate, the control, the manipulation. Step on these snakes right now. Go to steponsocks.com. Get 3 pairs. You can't even buy a cheap ass t-shirt online with some other BS radio show on it for $17.76, but 3 pairs of these high quality socks, just $17.76. Yeah, you're right. You can't even get a hat for $17.76 anymore. And that's a great number, by the way. Go to steponsocks.com right now. The best way to support this platform is to support our sponsors, because then they will stick around, thereby propelling the platform, and you get something in exchange. High quality Patriot design, 100% cotton socks. There we go. I'm tripping all over my words because I'm so excited about it. You go to steponsocks.com right now and mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. As the media continues to fire falsehoods across your television screen, into your living room, into the young and impressionable minds and ears of your children, we will continue to fire shots of truth right back at them, completely destroying their narrative. We do it every single day here in a segment called Shots Fired, where we are joined by the best-selling author and political commentator, Deanna Lorraine. Get her book, by the way, Taking Back America. Deanna, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just burying in this crazy communist world that we're living in right now. Thank you.
Absolutely. What do we have today?
So today we have another big punch to the gut of the degeneracy of the culture of the United States. And today, totally irrelevant child star actress Demi Lovato has just decided to make herself relevant again. And she's come out today to the world as a non-binary person. And she's demanding, along with that, to be called by new pronouns, they and them. And this is a big trending story on Twitter. Let me just read what she's saying. She's saying, "Today, I'm so happy to share more of my life with you. And I'm proud to let you know that I officially identify as a non-binary person and will officially be changing my pronouns to they and them moving forward." She's also come out with an unsightly mullet type hairstyle to complete the look as well. And she said this has come after a lot of self-healing and self-reflective work. "I'm doing this out there for money, for those that haven't been able to share who they truly are. And it's important to share your truth." Now, there's a lot to unpack here, but the first thing is, number one, this is how so many irrelevant stars, because we don't care about Hollywood and they're realizing it, they're coming out. I mean, this is a woman who's been to rehab several times for drugs, for weight gain, etc. And now she's starting to become relevant again because she thinks, oh, great, I hired a new PR agent. This is the road that we're going to go down.
Oh, she has addiction problems and she suffers with eating disorders. And look at, here's the QAnon conspiracy theorist, far radical right-wing evangelist coming at her. How insensitive of that Deanna Lorraine. She's such a bitch. I hate her. There, I said it. Now nobody else has to.
Good. Okay, great. You wrote the blurb for that they're going to write up tomorrow for this segment. Absolutely. Thank you for doing that. You saved them some work. So obviously these people are getting paid to do this. They're getting paid. They're paid agents to operate in this system to suppress the culture. Obviously, this is all about degenerating our culture further and further and corrupting our children so that they're equally confused. Let me just put it this way. Imagine that you're a child, you're growing up. The most important thing, the most sacred thing is your own identity and learning your own identity. But now imagine that you have a parent that doesn't even know their own identity. You have to refer to them as they or them. They're confused. Some days they wake up and say, "Hey, son, I'm a female today. Call me mom."
Can I just ask you a question? Because I don't know.
You have to call me dad.
I don't think I'm well enough studied on this. So maybe you can help me out.
So
what does changing a pronoun mean? What am I? I thought I was he, him. Am I not he?
Most of the time, for normal, sane people, you look below the belt and that's what you are. You're a man or a woman. But for this new generation of mentally ill people, they don't believe that. They believe that you can change day to day, whatever you are. And a non-binary person means you can change moment to moment, day to day. And imagine, again, the confusion and the mental illness that would create in a child.
Wouldn't that have medicinally, I mean, isn't that an actual legitimate medicinal or psychological diagnosis called schizophrenia or delusional disorder?
Right. Last time I checked, once upon a time, I'm old enough to remember when that was actually called multiple personality disorder.
That's what it is, yes.
Right, or schizophrenia actually labeled.
So Demi Lovato feels like she's more than one person, if I'm getting this right. She's multiple people. She's them.
Right, exactly. But the thing is that she misgendered herself, actually, in her very statement coming out as non-binary when she actually refers to herself as I. Today is a day I'm so happy to share more of my life with you all. Shouldn't she have been referring to herself as we? Right?
Yes.
So she's already misgendering herself hilariously in her blurb coming out. But this just goes to show you that the new generation is going to be so effed up, Stu, because they're having to deal with these gender pronouns and people that they didn't have to deal with before. And studies have shown time and time again that children are well-raised, well-adjusted, and healthiest when they grow up with a male and a female as parents. And when that family stays intact and together, not two men, two women, or multiple personalities of men and women as a father or mother, but two intact male and female parents. So obviously this generation, they're also the younger generation, they're over half of them refer to themselves as LGBTQIA. So we can already see the problem with that. But these people, again, they're nothing more than paid agents. They're paid to prop up and degenerate this new generation. And it's working. It's very sophisticated, Stu.
It's about weakening the resistance. It's about watering down the strength that the country once had. that would potentially oppose, I don't know, an installed communist regime, for example, or exactly. maybe question an election that could have allegedly been stolen. Something, you know, really fringe, really far out there that we could never actually imagine happening. These right. would be the people then that would object to that. Well, in order to water down that resistance, we must convince those born with a penis and alpha type genetics that they are, in fact, not him, but they are them or her or whatever, something not strong. And by the way, while we're at it, let's send pregnant women and transgenders into battle over hostile territory inside of F-16s in an inverted 3G role.
Right, exactly. Nobody wants to be in the foxhole with somebody that doesn't know what gender they are, that they're that confused that they don't know what bathroom to go into, right? And and exactly, it's the weakening of men and women in our society, because if you literally are so obsessed that you don't know what gender you are, or you're consumed with figuring out your gender day to day and obsessed with other people calling you certain pronouns, then how the hell are you going to focus on more important issues like fighting this new communist
regime? I know it's going to be hard for you to speculate, but as these things are coming to my head, I'm having such a rush of different questions that I would like to ask them.
Right. Them. Yeah. You have to say them.
Yeah. Demi. I would like first to know, is this a spontaneous type decision that's made throughout the day? like, you know, you're at a sporting event and you have to urinate. So do you then just like all of a sudden, I wonder if I'm going to stand or sit this time? And how does that actually look? How does that work? Is there a funnel that they would put there at the urinal? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of this thing because it really is intriguing.
Well, it is. And plus, it's also the implications are pretty dangerous because I don't really feel like being in a bathroom with someone. And all of a sudden, here comes a 400-pound man that's hairy and that looks like a man, dressed like a man, coming in there and saying, hey, I identify as a woman today, so I'm going to go ahead and hang out in the bathroom with
you. Yeah, I'm going to go sit down over here.
Right. I'm going to go sit down in the bathroom and put my makeup on, wink, wink, while I stare at you. I mean, imagine the implications of that. But this is the kind of lunacy that they're creating right now. And it's very successful. It is really successful. And you know that in a couple of years, she's going to change to something else. I also don't understand why non-binary people claim to not want attention, claim to want to be treated equally as everybody else. And yet every time, without fail, they have this mullet hairstyle or a pixie hairstyle with blue hair, blue and pink striped hair with earrings everywhere, and they claim to want to be treated the same.
Yeah, it's like these Antifa people. Maybe don't look like a freak. Purple-headed crackpot basement dwellers. They're rejected people. They feel terrible about themselves. They look in the mirror. They have to live with the ugliness both inside and out. I believe I've said that before, but I just can't say it clearly enough. These people need to go see somebody. I feel terribly for them that they don't really even know if they have a penis or a vagina, and that they have to double check multiple times a day or make a decision based on themselves. Yeah. And by the way, then they will also tell you to follow the science when it comes to locking down, telling your family you can't associate with them, telling your mom and dad that they won't see their grandkids unless they get a magnetic shot in the arm that's doing weird things and people are dying and causing infertility and all those things. Follow the science and keep your mask on for the rest of your life, whether you're injected or not. And by the way, I don't know if I'm the, them, the, whatever today, but trust me, I'm on this. And by the way, I'm in Hollywood, and the last time I made a movie was when you were six. I mean, this is – so believe me, trust me. Are these people even relevant anymore? Demi Lovato, what is the last thing that they did?
I don't know the last thing that they did, to be honest with you. I think it was like 10 years ago. All I know is she's been in and out of rehab and drugs the last couple of years.
Watch it now.
And the thing is, so now – well, you say, yes, these people need help. They need actual therapy. But now actual therapy is banned, because if you go to a therapist and they try to treat you for gender dysphoria or multiple personality disorders or something that, you know, low confidence that happened as a child, trauma that's causing you to believe that you're multiple genders, you can't do that now. That type of therapy is banned. Yeah. It's deemed as conversion therapy.
Well, I mean, and I have nothing against mullets.
Practitioner could get their license stripped now.
Specifically right now, I mean, mullets, the NHL Hockey Stanley Cup playoffs are on. Go Minnesota Wild, by the way. They're a very dangerous team. But I feel like we're giving these people, them, they, too much attention, so we should move on. Other than the fact that
Let's
I will say to her, hey dude, nice salad, right? The flow is great. The definition of hockey hair. Go ahead, look it up. Demi, right. Both of you, Demi and Demi.
I will say, though, that nobody works harder than the Wikipedia editors that have to constantly edit the gender pronouns.
Yes.
They're on it. Nobody works hard. That is a round-the-clock job.
That was already done for them?
It's already done. If you look at Demi Lovato's Wikipedia, it already has changed to they and them.
So what is yours?
Moving on.
Just real quick. What is yours? What would be your pronouns? How does this thing work?
I am happily and proudly, excitedly a female. Her, she, all day long, 24/7.
Okay. So then it would be appropriate for me to say that I am him, right? I mean,
yes.
He. Okay.
It would be appropriate.
That's right.
And I hope that I can be able to refer to you as a he.
Yeah, definitely.
For the foreseeable future.
Absolutely. I'll prove it to anybody at any time. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So anyways, moving on.
Can we talk about some good news now?
Let's do it.
All right. There's a ray of hope in America. There's a ray of hope. Okay. Because God bless Texas. Governor Greg Abbott just has finally come out of his rhino shell a little bit, maybe showing some shred of integrity. And he just signed into law today the nation's strictest abortion law. He actually signed the famous heartbeat bill, which is banning abortion procedures after 6 weeks, after a fetal heartbeat has been detected. So this is actually pretty unprecedented because this goes a step further than the Mississippi law, which bans abortions after 15 weeks. So 6 weeks, a lot of women, most women actually don't even know they're pregnant in 6 weeks. And this bill also even includes women who have been raped or had incest. So this is a pretty severe bill, which I think is great. And it even goes a step further, meaning that the private citizens can sue abortion clinics or practitioners or anybody who has participated in facilitating an abortion after 6 weeks. So anybody can sue at any time. So now the onus is on those abortion clinics or doctors, or again, anyone who has participated in an abortion after 6 weeks. We can expect a slew, an onslaught of lawsuits.
Let's take it a next step further and make it a criminal charge that would be associated, a felony manslaughter, murder, for example, would be great if we could criminally hold them responsible for any abortions after 6 weeks in any case whatsoever, for any reason whatsoever. The only case that I could see is, you'll never be able to birth this baby without dying yourself. That would be the only instance in where I would support something like that.
Exactly. Me too. And actually last year, 60,000 abortions occurred in Texas alone. 60,000, that is 60,000 fewer human lives in Texas, the state of Texas alone. I mean, that's astronomical when you think about
60,000, really, that's a big number. That's as many confirmed VAERS reports for people who have had serious, imminent, great bodily harm or death occur after receiving the injection being falsely referred to as a vaccine.
Right, exactly. So 60,000 lives will be saved this coming year with this heartbeat bill. And that's actually pretty incredible. And what, you know, people are saying, well, we can't reverse Roe v. Wade and we can't go back to a culture. Would it be the worst thing in the world if we went back to a culture where women actually valued sex and men valued sex as something that was, I don't know, sacred, and that should be between a committed couple, a loving couple that was married in the context of marriage? So it wasn't thrown around so loosely that you have to get abortions left and right. Maybe that would actually do some good for the country. Maybe that would actually do some good for our moral consciousness of men and women. And maybe they just wouldn't have casual, loose sex on Tinder every other day as a result. I don't know. Maybe that's not the worst thing in the world to do.
Maybe not.
If we have one more piece of good news, if we're done with the abortion thing.
Yep.
So that's a ray of hope for the country. And then after that, just also in the last 24 hours, Greg Abbott has signed another bill and another executive order banning state entities, including schools, from requiring face masks. So that's great. So no face masks can be worn after June 4th, or else they're subject to a $1,000 fine, which is great. That's a step further. So not only can schools and entities, government agencies, not force you to wear a mask, but if they do try to force it, they get a $1,000 fee, fine, and potentially worse. So that's really good. You know, obviously, Governor Ron DeSantis has been the hero. He's been the spearhead warrior on this front. And he did the brave, bold moves of coming out first with these kinds of measures, fighting back against COVID tyranny. But, and I don't give Governor Abbott too much credit because he's been a rhino this whole time and acted very sheepishly and cowardly, but maybe finally he's coming out of that rhino shell and showing a little bit of testicular fortitude. What do you say?
Well, I hope that now he will, and that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will stop putting poison pills in gun legislation, and that that bill will immediately make its way. The constitutional carry bill will make its way to Governor Greg Abbott's desk, and that he will sign that as well. But I feel like maybe what this could be is Governor Greg Abbott saying, oh, DeSantis is not going to outdo me. Yeah. And I hope that that catches on, where these Republican governors start going, no, I got bigger balls than you do. Hold my beer. Right. Watch this. And we get into a war of who can be more constitutionally aligned, who can be more patriotic, who can put America first the most often as leaders of our states.
I'm all for a male sword fight when it comes to defending the freedom of the United States. Yeah. I'm all for it. If it comes to that measuring contest, so to speak, sorry for your viewers, but if that's what it comes down to, if that's what's going to win here, I'm all for it if we get finally our freedom back.
Shots fired. All right, Deanna Lorraine, we will see you tomorrow. Make sure to get her book, by the way, Taking Back America. You can find her at deannalorraine.com. Got to have a little fun in this business. If you don't smile, if you don't laugh, you will absolutely drive yourself crazy digging through all of these truths, trying to dissect these narratives, vet information, bring it to you. It can be quite the chore sometimes, but patriots, I'm up for the task. No problem. You deserve the truth. There should be a Demi Lovato sock for Step on Socks. Step on Trans. Step on Sin. Step on Satan. There we go. I'm sure the people will be hard at work over at Step on Socks. But the sock that they do have right now, the Legacy, the Classic Sock, a 3-pack for just $17.76. You can proudly walk all over these globalists that are trying to steal your liberty, take away your freedom, shred the Constitution, stomp all over America because they hate America for what it is. We love it, which is why they are red, white, and blue. All of the names of these globalists, our enemies, are written on the bottom of them. The Clintons, the crime family, the Obamas in their third term right now, Barack Hussein Obama, the Bidens, obviously, Fauci and Gates. These are the globalists that you want to step all over. It's a sense of empowerment, actually, in a sock. 3-pack for $17.76. High quality, 100% cotton socks. Designed by patriots for patriots to wear. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get the Stu Peters discount. $17.76 for a 3-pack when you go to steponsocks.com. You remember the tax promises. Unless you make $400,000 or more, you'll never be affected by the tax increases that we're going to implement here. The rich, they should be paying their fair share, sharing it around, making sure that, you know, socialism actually takes place here. We've gone way past that into communism now. We now realize that they are liars. Of course, these taxes are backbreaking to the middle class. It is designed to destroy the backbone of the American economy. Take entrepreneurs, small business owners completely out of the mix when they couldn't do it with taxes. They started with COVID. Restrictions, lock them down, take away their income, increase their taxes, really break their backs, drive them into bankruptcy, put their backs up against the wall, force them to their knees, force complete subservience to the government. Take the small business owner from success to the soup kitchen line, put them in line at these homeless shelters, really break them down. That is the goal of the communists. That's what communists do. The globalists that wish to destroy America because they hate America have to insert these extra high taxes, break your back, corporate taxes that will then be passed on to the consumer. When you go to the gas station, when you go to Walmart, when you go buy your milk and eggs and bread, the necessities, the things that you need, the cost of lumber. I have a friend, a personal friend of mine, who was going to be building a home. They met with the architect. They had it all designed. They went and purchased the land because they had a quote on the home that they were going to build. They can no longer build it. They own this land. They can't build it because the cost of materials has nearly tripled. The $300,000 house that they were going to build would now be close to $1 million. Think about that. That's because of the taxes, the tax increases that were promised. You were promised were never going to affect you. From the beginning of the Biden campaign, when there were 12 people sitting inside of these circles on the lawn. You remember that, when he almost tripped down the stairs over the little tiny American flags there, kind of alluding to having a little bit of patriotism. You know, as these people were sitting inside of their pre-drawn circles, I don't know what they were doing. They're trying to summons the mothership. 11 out of the 12 people that were there worked for the media or were employed by the Biden campaign. You remember That was before he devastatingly won the election by garnering more votes than any candidate in the history of this country, more black votes than Barack Obama. Can't make any sense of it. Now they are trying to deny that hyperinflation actually exists. Well, if there's hyperinflation, it's happening. People are feeling it. It's all over in the news. I mean, there's articles coming out now because not even the legacy mainstream lying state-controlled communist media can deny it anymore. It's right there in front of us. So how do we justify that? Well, maybe false flags. What about a manufactured pipeline hack? The Russians did it. That's why you're paying more at the pump. Let's try to make some sense out of this, figure it all out. The only way we can do that is by going to a financial expert. He's an independent fiduciary. He's the CEO and founder at Cortez Wealth Management in the Sunshine State, where they're open in Florida. Carlos Cortez, welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. Thanks a lot for being here. Hyperinflation, they're trying to deny that this thing exists. How can they run from it?
Thanks for having me, Stu. It's funny you mentioned that because just a few weeks ago, we were talking about Yellen, the former Fed chair. She was saying, oh, yeah, inflation is not going to be a thing. I remember on the show I was saying that, and you know, you do the contrarian theory, you do the opposite of what the media does, right? So the media right now with cryptocurrency down.
I think that's 40, what 50%. I do every day is the opposite of what the media is doing. You know, it's called telling the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a theory out there that I kind of like, and I think it's true when it comes to sports betting. You go for the one that is not going to win, you know, the underdog. And the theory
well, and
is,
when you have money to throw around, when you have extra money to throw around, obviously the greater the risk, the greater the reward. You bet on the underdog,
thing.
You stand to lose a lot, but your gains are also realized
your returns are
correct.
I don't know why I was talking about that, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, the media is telling us one thing. And they've been doing this since I was a kid in 2008. I remember 2008, the sky is falling. Oh my God, the stock market's falling, you know, and the next thing you know, you see a celebrity selling gold or, you know, the CNBC or Fox or whoever the, you know, big stream media, they will hire PR personnels and they will give us packages. I remember in 2008, we could get on Fox Business and talk about whatever for X amount of dollars because their ratings were high. So they sell media space like crazy. I don't want to use bad words, but they sell media space like crazy.
They're still doing it. They're bought and paid for. You can get on TV for a price. You can be news for a price. I mean,
right.
What do you want the news of the day to be? The Bidens are paying for it. The globalists are paying for it. George Soros is funding Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, you know, ABC, CBS, the major broadcast networks. They're all owned by the Rothschilds and by the Soros in an indirect or in a direct way. And so they are buying the narrative of the news. But there is good news in this. And what is that?
Well, inflation is the number two problem in retirement, Stu. The first one is failure to plan for a catastrophic event such as healthcare. I don't have time to get into that, but there's some strategies for that. But the number two problem in retirement is taxation and inflation. Well, I spent a lot of time and we've had the online class about the taxation problem, which I really, really stress our listeners. Go take a look at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com to learn about the problem that's coming that you don't see. But inside of that problem is inflation. How it's going to help us and hurt us. It helps us because the economy grows when we have inflation, theoretically, but it could also be manipulated by the Fed. It could be manipulated in currencies.
What can't be manipulated by the Fed at this point?
Right.
Anything,
exactly.
Anything in our everyday life, any day, every time that we go to the store, you drive here, you go there, you walk through that door. Well, do I have to wear a mask? Can I not wear a mask? What does the governor say? What does the small business say? Do I have to get the injection? Can I travel? Can I not? Can I spend this money?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I agree. And I also got a message from one of my clients saying, Carlos, can you talk about something positive for once and not doom
yes.
and gloom?
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to
it
talk
is.
About something
and
positive.
And I mentioned that today at the
world.
Top of the show. When you are in a position where you deal with facts, when you are a sane person, you, Carlos, for example, you know that you're a man. You were born that way. You look below the belt. You can tell that you're a guy. That's what science suggests. I mean, all the people that are telling us to follow the science are the same ones that are saying now that today you can just arbitrarily decide that you're a they or a them or an it or whatever.
That sounds like toxic masculinity.
Well, yeah, it is. But what I'm saying is, you're right. When you are a person who knows the facts and you can watch what is happening going on around you every single day, it's difficult to not get kind of trapped into a vacuum of negativity because you see how crazy sure. and out of control everything is spinning. So the listener or the client that was asking you to be a little bit more positive, I agree. I'm trying to find ways to do that also. But I will say this. Above everything is God. And in the end, Satan does not win. God does. That is the positive in everything. So whether it's taxation or inflation, whether it's Demi Lovato is a him or a them or a they, I don't really care. I could care less. But that is Satan. And in the end, Satan does not win. So there's the positive Amen. Takeaway. But what is the positive yes. that you have for us today? We're running out of time.
Yeah. So hiring, engaging with my firm, I don't want to say is essential, but we know what we're doing here. There are some laws, as particularly in the Trump Jobs Act of 2017. We know radical left Cory Booker, but him and using the Trump Jobs Act actually back in 2017 came out with something called the Opportunity Zone Fund. And what this is going to do, it's going to help a lot of our taxpayers that are being abused with capital gains. Joe Biden wants to increase capital gains to unknown rates, short-term and long-term. So now there's a way, there is a legal blind spot that we can take advantage of the tax code right now using section code 1400Z. And what it's basically going to do is that it's going to defer your taxes. And most importantly, we can grow your assets using high demand real estate. Remember, Trump was a real estate guy. So there's a lot of great things in the real estate space using commercial property. But we can 3 to 4 times a client's account inside of a decade, potentially tax-free. And right now, we still got a massive opportunity to do so. And this is for anyone that has made money in Bitcoin, the sale of art, annuities, life insurance. It doesn't matter, stocks, life insurance tax-free. But any type of capital gains you can possibly think of, we simply can purchase the Opportunity Zone Fund. I just happen to know some of the best ones in the country that are American first, America first, and literally are here with great money managers that are pro Trump and pro America. So
great.
They, you have to call our office. I'm not going to give my secrets out in public air and and advertise returns or anything of that nature.
All right. And since we're there, since it's turned into an advertiser, thank you for the great news. But yes, Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here, the Stu Peters Show. You can call him anytime, 813-448-3446. One of the best ways to get a hold of him is online, 24 hours worldwide at Carlos. I got your name on the brain. At CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com. Make sure that you go sign up for the class that he gives. You go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, put the password in, which is Cortez. Very easy to remember. Get yourself signed up for the free class. No obligation to do business with that great guy. Although I would recommend that you do. Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate the positive news. I want to take just a second here to appreciate all of our sponsors, to show them appreciation. And I know that you in turn will show that appreciation and be patient with me while I do so, because you know that sponsors are what keep us here, providing you with the truth. Cortez Wealth Management, we just heard from Carlos, a great God-loving America First patriot and a family man who I trust sending you to with your finances. I really do, folks. And I hope that you will give him a call, 813-448-3446, or visit him online anytime at CortezWM.com. Attend his classes. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. I'm telling you, Cortez Wealth Management, do business with a God-fearing patriot and an independent fiduciary that only does well when you do well. We, of course, want to thank Stepon Socks, the newest sponsor here on the program. And in exchange for supporting that sponsor, you get something wonderful in return as well, a 3-pack of the high-quality 100% cotton patriot designed red, white, and blue socks. You can step on these snakes all day long. $17.76 when you go to steponsocks.com for a 3-pack of socks. I have multiple 3-packs. I pay for them all the way, by the way. Red, white, and blue. You'll love them. The globalists hate them. So were your progressive, liberal, brainwashed, sheeple friends. When you come into the office, you kick your feet up on the desk and you're stepping on their favorite people. I love Anthony Fauci. How could you step on him? Do it. Go to steponsocks.com. But also Verve Forever, Tim Klund, what a great patriot this guy is. And, you know, he started Verve Forever, a CBD company, to help his fellow veterans, because he's a veteran of the United States Air Force. And he wanted to help them with their PTSD. Unbeknownst to him, little did he know that it would turn into this great company to help so many people. It helps me, and I want to thank them personally, because no more arthritic pain for me. My arthritis is completely gone. It's cured naturally and holistically using CBD. Now, if you don't know anything about CBD, go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. 50% off site-wide. If it's something physical pain that you want to deal with, joint, muscle, ligament pain, maybe a migraine, headaches, allergies even, for crying out loud, can be dealt with holistically using CBD. Verve Forever also can help you deal with psychological things, stress, anxiety. Who doesn't suffer with stress or anxiety? Also, PTSD, ADHD, all of these things can be dealt with using CBD. So go to AmericaFirstOil.com and 50% off right now using the promo code VET50 until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!